It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to UTAN High School, where tonight the Johnson Brock Eagles will look to continue their defense of their 2025 state championship. Standing in their way, the UTAN Chieftains, the host school, 20-2. This matchup has a feel of a mid-March game, not necessarily a late February game, but here we are, late February, a sub-district championship. You have the defending state champion, Johnson Brock Eagles, and the UTAN Chieftains, who are 20-2, their losses on the year to a solid Ashland Greenwood squad and a loss to Syracuse earlier this year. Hello, everybody. I'm Dylan Hendricks. Along with me, Kurt Kilman back in studio. We've got a good one on tap here in about 12 minutes, about 12 minutes from tip. The UTAN Chieftains taking on the Johnson Brock Eagles, Class C2-1. Sub-district basketball action. You're looking tonight for the Fall City Sacred Heart Irish game. That game being played and broadcasted on KTNC. John Nixon on the call from down in Fall City as Fall City Sacred Heart looks to take down Diller O'Dell for their sub-district championship. Other sub-district championships throughout our listening area tonight in Class C1-2, the Auburn Bulldogs are hosting the Lincoln Lutheran Warriors. Auburn likely assured a wild card spot. They are the number 4 wild card point team. So for them, it's all about seeding and who they will play in the district championship. For the Fall City Sacred Heart Irish, they're number 8 in the wild card point standings in Class C2. They're on the wild card cut line right now, so definitely don't want to see a loss to that Diller O'Dell team and put their fate in the wild card point standings hands. Tonight, the Johnson Brock Eagles are about the same spot as that Fall City Sacred Heart squad. They're 8th in the wild card point standing coming into tonight's game. They're 9th in the wild card point standings coming into tonight's game. The UTAN Chieftains 1st in the wild card point standing. Now, just kind of looking at a few games going on in Class C2, it does appear that Johnson Brock should grab one of those 6 wild card spots should they falter here tonight. What really they're playing for, though, could be the chance to host a district final game, as the top 8 teams will host a district final in the wild card point standing, Johnson Brock sitting at 9th. And so a win here tonight over a D1 Division I UTAN squad who's 20-2 on the year could give them just enough wild card points to possibly host that district championship game either Saturday, Monday, or Tuesday of next week. We're about 10 minutes from tip. We're going to take 2-minute timeout here, and when we come back, we'll go through your starters. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the Game of the Week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all, just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com. your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor tonight is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber, building home, more than homes, building communities. That's Mead Lumber of Nebraska City, Beatrice, and the greater Southeast Nebraska and Midwest area. Want to send a special shout-out to Mead Lumber, Smith, the Bornemeyer, and everybody over there at Mead Lumber for their sponsorship of high school athletics here in 2025 and 2026. And, of course, to all of our sponsors out there, thank you so much. We wouldn't be able to broadcast these games without your support. Well, let's go ahead and dive into the starting lineup tonight. First, for your Johnson Brock Eagles, they're going to lead off with Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt, a 5'9 senior, he averages 5.1 points per game and 2.8 rebounds per game. Deacon Bernard, a 6'4 sophomore, he averages 10.6 points per game and 6 rebounds per game. The big-time scorer for the Eagles, Brody Kaler. Kaler, a 6'4 senior, averaging 16.5 points per game and 5.8 rebounds per game. They'll also go with Grady Behrens. Behrens, a 6'2 senior, averaging 6.4 points per game and 2.3 rebounds per game. And then Robert Gravatt. Robert Gravatt, a 6'5 senior, he averages 6.3 points per game and 4.8 rebounds per game. If you're looking for any players off the bench, Justin Meyer, along with Quentin Behrens and Oliver Everett, are your three go-tos for this Eagle squad. Everett, the leading scorer of those three, averaging 6.2 points per game. But you'll probably hear all three of their names called, especially if Justin Meyer can find himself open for a three from the wing. He is not afraid to pull that trigger. On the UTAN Chieftain squad, they'll lead off with Ryan McGuire. McGuire, a 6-foot junior, averaging 11.2 points per game and 7.1 rebounds per game. They'll also have Maddox Wentworth. Wentworth, a 5'10 senior, averaging 4.4 points per game and 4.3 rebounds per game. Nathan DeNeal. DeNeal, a 5'11 junior, he averages 5.6 points per game and 3.6 rebounds per game. Kale Hoffer. Hoffer, a 6'3 sophomore, averaging 8.8 points per game and 6.6 rebounds per game. And their leading scorer, Isaac Couch. Couch, a 6'1 senior, averages 12.4 points per game and 3.8 rebounds per game. They do have quite the scoring punch off of the bench in Carson Drury. Drury, a 5'10 senior, he averages 9 points per game off the bench to go along with 2.2 rebounds per game. That is Carson Drury for the UTN Chieftains. Chieftains like to play fast. They will hunt the offensive boards when misses on offense. And on defense, they do like to throw a little 1-2-2 half-court press out at their opponent. We saw that press on Tuesday night against Clarkson Lee, and it really gave the Patriots fits early, trying to just get it across half court, find the right window to get the ball across half court, but then set up their offense. And when you have that little 1-2-2 press, you know, those extra 10 seconds that are taken off the shot clock just trying to get the ball across half court, that can make it tough on an offense to find a rhythm. And we saw that a lot with the Patriots on Tuesday and their defeat to the UTAN Chieftains. So we'll see what Johnson Brock dials up there. As we look at team stats overall, the Johnson Brock Eagles that come in tonight averaging 61.5 points per game, but as you saw on Tuesday, that doesn't mean a whole lot. The Eagles able to win a low-scoring 46-42 game over the EMF Bobcats on Tuesday to find their spot here tonight in the sub-district finals. They shoot 30% from downtown, 47% from the field, and 68% from the free throw line, do the Eagles. They also average 11.6 offensive rebounds per game, so they will hunt the offensive glass as well. 8.5 steals and 7.8 turnovers per game. For the Chieftains, they average 53.5 points per game, so not quite as high scoring as the Eagles. One thing that these Chieftains do, though, is they will hunt the offensive glass, as mentioned. They shoot 31% from deep, 43% from the field, and 56% from the line. So we'll see in a close game. You always like to see that free throw number a little bit higher. 56% in a close game could lead, you know, to some missed free throws down the stretch. So we'll see how that plays out. They do average 9.3 offensive rebounds per game, 5 steals per game, and they also average over 10 turnovers per game, and that could prove costly here for the Chieftains should the Eagles, you know, get those turnovers. They do like to get out in transition. They do like to score fast. So we'll see how that turnover, the turnovers in this game affect both teams. We're about 3 minutes away from tip. We're going to take another two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll discuss a few of our area broadcasts coming up, and then we'll have tip-off. You're listening to High School Hoops on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Attention nurses! Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
As a healthcare center, we treat all kinds of illness. But the first step in good health is prevention of disease. Nutrition, diet, and exercise play an important role, but sometimes they're not enough. Watch your body's warning signs. If you notice a change in your health, call us. We have the expertise to address any issue before it becomes a concern.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
UTAN High School in UTAN, Nebraska, the site for tonight's C2-1 Sub-District Championship between the UTAN Chieftains and the Johnson Brock Eagles. If you are looking for that Fall City Sacred Heart game, that one is being broadcast on KTNC. John Nixon on the call down in Fall City. They're taking on the Diller Odell Griffins tonight. Tomorrow night, we have girls' district final action on Sunny 101.3 at 7 p.m. You can hear Pender as they host, or you can hear the Johnson County Central game as they travel to Pender for tomorrow's district final game there. And Fall City Sacred Heart will be on at 5 p.m. KTNC, they take on O'Neill St. Mary's and the D2-3 district final. Both of those teams looking for their trip to a state tournament. Tonight, though, on Sunny, Johnson Brock Eagles, the UTAN Chieftains coming up in just a few minutes after our national anthem and our starting lineup introduction. We're a couple minutes away from tip. Johnson Brock comes into tonight 22-3. UTAN comes into tonight 20-2. Of course, the Eagles, as you know, defending C2 state champions. They won that 2025 state championship, but find themselves on the road here for their sub-district championship. Almost assured of a wild card spot should they fall to UTAN tonight, but they also have that outside shot at hosting a district final as well. Should they take down the Chieftains tonight, they will gain 50 wild card points, and an important 50 points that would be if it got them a chance at hosting a district final. Couple minutes away from tip-off, we're going to take a two-minute timeout for the national anthem. When we come back, it's tip-off live from UTAN High School. You're listening to High School Hoops on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have, because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority, and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This last week of February is National FFA Week. Nemaha County Hospital wants to recognize the students and leaders who continue shaping the future of agriculture. Our hospital's team salutes our local FFA members and their dedication, hard work, and commitment to learning valuable skills that serve our communities for a lifetime. From the classroom to the field, these students are building confidence, character, and a strong foundation for tomorrow. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Are you needing roof or gutter repairs? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to our Mead Lumber Game of the Night. Mead Lumber, building more than homes, building communities. And boy, do we have a good one on tap for you tonight, Sunny 101.3, as the defending state champion, Johnson Brock Eagles, look to continue that title defense on the road in the sub-district championship. They are taking on the U-10 Chieftains tonight. The Chieftains, 20-2, number one in the wild card point standings in Class C2, and one of the top teams in Class C2. As I said earlier in our pregame, this has more of the feels of a mid-March game at the state tournament rather than a sub-district championship game here in late February. But boy, do we have a good one on tap for you tonight. Both of these teams should find themselves in the district finals. U-10, of course, the number one seed will get a wild card if they would falter tonight against the Eagles. They would probably also hold on to the number one seed should they lose tonight as well. For Johnson Brock, it's an important game hosting-wise. They sit number nine in the wild card point standings. They, too, are likely assured a wild card spot. However, if they would lose, they would likely find themselves with another road trip for a district championship game. It's Class C2-1 sub-district championship basketball. Thanks for listening. We are underway, and the Eagles control the tip-off here from U-10. Aiden Gravatt with it. He hands it off to Louise Deacon Bernard. Bernard had a great game on Tuesday, but he turns it over first thing. Ryan McGuire takes it coast-to-coast for U-10. His layup's no good, but he will go to the line to shoot two. Foul for the Eagles is going to be on number three, Deacon Bernard. That is his first of the quarter as well. And at the line shooting two, Ryan McGuire for the Chieftains. Once again, McGuire averaging 11.2 points per game, and he gets his first of the evening. A little bit of an unfortunate start there for the Eagles, turning it over on their first possession as McGuire's second free throw is up. It's short, and it's rebounded by the Eagles. So not as much damage done as could have been, and Taylor brings it up the floor here for the Eagles. He hands it off to Aiden Gravatt. Gravatt gives it back to Barron. And Barron's has it on the left wing. Now left wing with it now is Brody Kaler. Kaler drives baseline, nothing there. Going to kick it back out to Bernard, and Bernard's going to drive free throw line. Now he takes it all the way in. His layup's going to be blocked. And coming down with it, Maddox Wentworth for the Chieftains. The Chieftains get two stops on their first two possessions, one via a turnover. And the Chieftains looking to extend their 1-0 lead. Early goings of the first quarter, 7:06 remaining here from UTAN. 1-0 as the Chieftain lead over the Johnson Brock Eagles. As we have a ball that goes out of bounds off a Chieftain leg, it will be the Chieftain's first turnover of the night. We talked about in pregame, the Chieftain's averaging over 10 turnovers a game. We wondered how that might be a factor here, and we see their first a minute into this contest. Aiden Gravatt with it now, right wing, Grady Behrens. Behrens looks inside for Taylor. Taylor, free throw line jumper is going to be short. Rebound tipped around, but no Eagles are there. That's going to end up in the hands of Nathan DeNeal. DeNeal bringing it up here for the Chieftain. Right wing with it now, Ryan McGuire. McGuire looking inside, nothing there, still nothing there. He gives it back to Isaac Couch, and Couch resets at the top of the key. Couch dribbles right down the baseline. He is blocked. Ball goes out of bounds off of Couch on the block, and it will be Johnson Brock basketball. So two big defensive stops there for the Eagles early in this one when they can't get anything going on the offensive end. We'll see here their fourth possession if they can find their first bucket of the night. 6:20 remaining in the first half. It's the Chieftains leading the Eagles 1-0. Early here. Top of the key with it right now is Robert Gravatt. Gravatt's going to back his way in. Now he kicks it back out to Bernard. Bernard on the right wing gives it to Kaler, right corner. Kaler going to dribble in. He tries a fadeaway jumper. His jumper's no good. It's short. Ball goes off of the Chieftains, and it will remain Johnson Brock basketball. They'll have a underneath baseline out of bounds opportunity. Just 2 minutes into this one, still no score for the Eagles. The Chieftains, of course, with their one free throw. Grady Behrens with it. He dribbles out near the top of the key. He's going to take it left, hand it off to Robert Gravatt. Gravatt's three from the left wing. No good. And the rebound goes to the Chieftains. Now quickly back the other way. Layup up off the glass is good for Maddox Wentworth. And it's a 3-0 UTAN lead. We talked about how the Chieftains like to get out and transition, and boy, did they go quick there. There was nowhere to go for Maddox Wentworth except to the hoop, and it was a clear lane all the way there. Now inside with it, Robert Gravatt, layup up off the glass is good, and there's the first Eagle bucket of the night coming via the senior, Robert Gravatt. 3-2, the Chieftains lead the Eagles, 5:15 remaining. Layup inside, good for the Chieftains. That's Nathan DeNeal, his first bucket of the evening. And it's a 5-2 Chieftain lead. Aiden Gravatt going to slow things down here. He gets it across the timeline, gives it off to Brody Kaler. Kaler now back to Robert Gravatt. Now Hayden with it now. Free throw line. He dribbles in. He's going to be fouled before the shot. And the Eagles will have an underneath out-of-bounds play. Foul for the Chieftains going to be on number 33, Kale Hoffer. That's his first of the quarter as well for the UTAN Chieftains. Hayden Gravatt to inbounds from underneath his own hoop. Doesn't find Kaler. He's going to throw it all the way back out. And a turnover stolen away by Carson Drury. Drury layup on the other end is good. And we talked about Carson Drury off the bench. The average of 9 off the bench. There's his first just checking in and making a big play for the Chieftains. 7-2 now, the Chieftain lead. Nearly 4 minutes gone here in this first period. Layup is going to be blocked. That one, Grady Behrens layup, blocked out of bounds, though, so it will remain Johnson Brock basketball. And the Eagles are struggling to find anything here on the offensive end. A couple of blocks for UTAN, and really no good inside shots outside of the Robert Gravatt layup a couple minutes ago. Taylor gets the inbounds pass at the free throw line. He dribbles in, now back out. He'll reset the offense and hand it off to Grady Behrens. Kidding, Taylor will keep it himself. Now he looks for Grady Behrens, left wing. Behrens with it now. He's going to give it off to Deacon Bernard. Bernard drives to the right, nothing there. Kicks it back out to Behrens, left wing. 3 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Aiden Gravatt, long three on the way, top of the key, no good. He got it off before the shot clock, but it does not fall. Rebound Chieftains. Now quickly back the other way and turning it over is Nathan DeNeal. Here comes Taylor back the other way for the Eagles. He lays it up. He'll be fouled. Layup no good, but Taylor will go to the line to shoot two. Foul for the Chieftains. Going to be on number 22, Nathan DeNeal. That's his first. Second of the period here for UTAN. And at the line shooting two, Brody Kaler, averaging 16.5 a game, looking for his first points of tonight's contest. First free throw for Kaler is up and hits the front of the rim, rattles home. Check checking in for the Eagles is Justin Meyer. 3:56 remaining here in the first period. A 7-3 UTN Chieftain lead over the Johnson Brock Eagles. But Brody Kaler looking to cut this to a single possession as his second free throw is up and good as well. Ryan McGuire brings it up here for the Chieftains. Now he hands it off to Carson Drury. Drury going to dribble around at the top of the key. He gives it off to Maddox Wentworth. Chieftains just kind of passing it around the perimeter here. Nothing really going inside. Right wing with it. Drury. Drury dribbles all the way in. His layup up off the glass is good. And man, he is tough off the bench, taking it to the hole. That's twice now he's been able to just kind of slice and dice his way into the lane. And a couple easy layups for Carson Drury. Taylor with it now for Johnson Brock. He has it on the left wing. He's going to dribble baseline, cut off, nothing there. Gives it off to Robert Gervot. Gervot's hit pass to Justin Meyer. Meyer with it right wing. He gives it off to Bernard. Bernard with it right wing. His long contested two, no good. Ball off the front of the rim, and this is a very stout UTAN Chieftain defense. There's another unforced turnover. That one coming via Ryan McGuire. McGuire just caught it and walked with it. And so it will be Johnson Brock basketball. We're going to have our first timeout of the evening. We're going to take a 30-second break when we come back. It's more first quarter action from UTN High School. You're listening to High School Hoops on Sunny 101.3.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do, from manufacturing to customer service. Our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions, proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years. FAST celebrates the student athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Johnson Brock basketball out of the timeout here. Hello and welcome to those of you just joining in. My name is Dylan Henricks along with Kirk Kilman back in studio for tonight's C2-1 district final between the Johnson Brock Eagles at 22-3 and the UTN Chieftains at 20-2. It'll be Johnson Brock basketball. Hayden Gravatt with it. Right wing gives it up to Brody Kaler. Taylor now, Justin Meyer, left wing three is up and good. And we talked about if the Eagles can find Justin Meyer on some skip passes and he's open, he's not afraid to pull the trigger, and he shows why right there. His first three of the game. He averages just four a game, though. So we'll see if he can hit a couple more tonight. Chieftain basketball with it, top of the key is Ryan McGuire. McGuire goes left. His shot's going to be blocked by Taylor. He gets his own rebound, though. 15 seconds remaining on the shot clock. As it's an easy, good pass, easy layup for Cale Hopper, his first bucket of the game. His layup, though, set up by a great pass for UTAN, dribbling down the lane. 11-7, UTAN leads Johnson Brock. 2:14 remaining in the first period. Taylor, jumper, baseline jumper, up and good. And there's Taylor's first field goal of the game. He's got four. Back the other way comes the Chieftains, left wing with it, Maddox Wentworth. Now skipping over to the right side, Carson Drury. Drury can slice his dice his way into the middle. We've seen that multiple times already tonight, but he gives it off to Ryan McGuire. McGuire looks inside, nothing there. Now a skip pass to Maddox Wentworth. Three on the way is no good. Rebound going to fall into the hands of initially the Chieftains, but the Eagles able to rip it away, and the chance for Johnson Brock to tie it or even take a lead with a three here. 1:34 remaining in the first period. Taylor looks inside. Fadeaway jumper, no good. Oliver Everett, rebound UTAN, and quickly coming the other way is the Chieftains. We know they like to get out and run. Great job getting back in transition defense for the Eagles. Chieftains going to set things up here with 20 seconds remaining on the shot clock. 1:12 on the game clock. Ryan McGuire gives it off to Maddox Wentworth. Right wing, now inside. Easy layup is there for Cale Hopper, and he's fouled. His bucket is good, and he'll go to the line for one more. Foul for Johnson Brock is going to be on number 25, Oliver Everett. For Everett, that's his second of the quarter for the Eagles here. Everett just kind of got back down deep inside. Hopper, a big post, 6'3", was able to just back his way in. He got the ball in a good area, and he was able to lay it in. And his free throw's up and good as well. He's got five. and it's 14-9. The UTN Chieftains lead the Johnson Brock Eagles. 55 seconds remain on the game clock, 25 on the shot clock, so the Eagles won't be able to hold for the last shot here. Taylor's going to drive baseline with it. Nothing there. Kicks it back out. Here's Justin Meyer. Top of the key three is no good, but he is fouled, and he will go to the line to shoot three. That's foul for the Chieftains on number one, Carson Drury, and a costly foul there for the senior as UTAN had gotten the rebound, but he being Justin Meyer, was fouled, and Meyer will go to the line to shoot three. First free throw for Myers, up and no good. Meyer already with a three-point bucket this evening. Second free throw for Justin Meyer is up and good. He'll get one more. The Eagles now 3-4 at the line after Taylor's earlier two free throws here in this first period. 42.7 remaining as Myers. Third free throw's up and good. So Eagles able to once again cut this to a one-possession game. Can they get the stop that they need in order to cut into this lead even farther? Left wing, Maddox Wentworth. He gives the top of the key to Cale Hoffer. Hoffer's pass nearly taken away, but the Chieftains will remain control with the top of the key. Ryan McGuire. McGuire looking around quick around the perimeter. Now inside, pass is going to be taken away by Oliver Everett. Great defense there for Everett. The Eagles can take the last shot here if they want. 15 seconds remain on the first quarter clock as the pass to Oliver Everett's taken away. And back the other way comes Ryan McGuire for the Chieftains. He's going to be fouled, and we're going to have an out-of-bounds play with 7 seconds remaining. Foul's going to be on Oliver Everett. That's his second, third of the quarter here for the Eagles. So it looks like Johnson Brock was going to have the last shot of the quarter. They, though, turn it over on a pass inside to Oliver Everett, and then Everett fouls going back the other way. He now has two, and the Chieftains get the last look at it. Shooting quickly off the inbound, shot no good there for Isaac Couch. Johnson Brock is going to get one more look at it. Maybe, no, the first quarter buzzer is going to go, and that's how we will end the first quarter. 14-11, UTN leads the Johnson Brock Eagles here in C2-1 district sub-district final action. We're going to take a one-minute timeout. When we come back, it's second quarter action from UTN High School. You're listening to Sunny 101.3.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Sunny 101.3.
14-11 is the UTN Chieftain lead over the Johnson Brock Eagles as we start second quarter action here from UTN High School. UTN, of course, the number one wild card point team in Class C2 at 20-2, hosting the defending state champion Johnson Brock Eagles. The Eagles coming into tonight 22-3. We'll see if the Eagles can cut into this lead, but it'll be UTAN with the first look of the period. They get the ball out of the quarter timeout, and with it on the right wing is Isaac Couch. Couch gives it off to Maddox Wentworth. Now looking inside for Couch, nothing there, stolen away by Brody Kaler. Kaler's going to bring it across the timeline. He has it out near the top of the key, gives it off to Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt with it on the left wing. He takes a dribble, nothing there, and he's going to quickly swing it around the perimeter to Grady Barron's right wing three, no good. That would have tied things up, but instead it's a Chieftain rebound. Chieftain's doing a great job of not allowing the Eagles a chance on the offensive glass. A three on the way, no good for UTAN, but an offensive rebound will lead to another three attempt. That one also no good from the right wing, Isaac Couch. Rebound being fought for, and it's going to be controlled by the Chieftain. Gervant almost gets a steal. Nothing there for the Eagles. Now dribbling in is Ryan McGuire. McGuire shot up off the glass is no good. He's going to be fouled, though, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul's going to be on Hayden Gervant. That's Hayden's first. First of the period here for Johnson Brock. And we talked, too, during the pregame about the UTN Chieftains hunting the offensive glass. They did quite a bit of it on Tuesday, and they did it again on that possession. Three chances at it. Two offensive rebounds, and it leads to two free throws for Ryan McGuire, who misses the first. He'll go to the line. One more. Second free throw is on the way. That one good. McGuire now just 2 of 4 from the charity stripe this evening. 15-11. The UTN Chieftains lead the Johnson Brock Eagles, but it'll Eagle basketball right now. We'll see if they can cut into that lead, make it a one possession game. Robert Gervant going to give it off to Grady Behrens. Behrens dribbles in. His shot's no good. Offensive rebound put back. No good for Deacon Bernard. And it will be Chieftain basketball. Quickly back the other way. Layup off the glass. No good for Isaac Couch. The Eagles get the rebound, but they quickly turn it over. Now a layup for the UTN Chieftains. No good. Ryan McGuire leaves his layup short. And Johnson Brock gets the defensive board. Turnovers have kind of hurt the Eagles here early. We thought they might be the other way around tonight. Inside with it, almost taken away. Now we're going to have a foul. Foul's going to be on number 22 of the UTN Chieftains, Nathan Neal. That's his second of the period here for the Eagles as well. We're going to have a timeout on the floor, UTN Chieftains. We are going to keep it here, just a 30-second timeout. And while we have you at the timeout, we want to remind you that if you're looking for a Fall City Sacred Heart basketball tonight, that game's being broadcast on KTNC. John Nixon on the call down in Fall City as the Sacred Heart Irish are taking on the Diller Odell Griffin. Fall City Sacred Heart, the number 8 wildcard point standing team in Class B2. So they're looking to secure their district final berth. They'll likely get a wild card if they stumble, but of course you never want to leave it into the hands of the wild card point standing. Other boys sub-district final action tonight in our listening area, Class C1-2 sub-district down in Auburn. The Auburn Bulldogs hosting the Lincoln Lutheran Warriors. Auburn, as we said, the number 4 wild card point team in C1, so they're likely assured a spot in the district finals. It's all about where their seating is going to be. Should they take down the Warriors tonight, they will likely remain the number 4 seed. Hayden Gravatt to inbound for the Eagles. He finds Brody Kaler, top of the key. Kaler's going to take it right. He dribbles in, and they are going to have an offensive foul. Kaler with the push-off. For Kaler, that's going to be his first. Second of the quarter here for the Eagles, but it'll be another Johnson Brock turnover. UTN Chieftains with the basketball. With it, right wing, Isaac Couch. Couch going to give it over left side, Carson Drury. He looks inside, finds and layup up no good. That was Kale Hoffer. Hoffer's layup no good and rebounded by the Eagles. Bernard crosses the timeline with it. Now Robert Gravant pass is tipped away into the backcourt, and we are going to have an over and back violation turnover for Johnson Brock. So that's two straight possessions here early in the second period where the Eagles have turned it over with a chance to cut into just a 4-point UTM lead. 5:32 remaining, 15-11 is that UTM lead. Ryan McGuire crosses the timeline with it here for the Chieftains. He'll set things up for UTM. McGuire, top of the key, now right wing, Carson Drury. Drury looks inside, now backing his way down, Cale Hoffer. Hoffer gets past left wing, now back inside to Hoffer. We'll see if Hoffer puts this one up. He does. He goes inside, and no offensive foul on that one. And it will be a layup for Cale Hoffer. That is his 7th point of the evening. 7-2-11. The Chieftains lead the Eagles. We'll see if Bernard and company can do something here. Bernard with it off the top of the key. Gives it off to Kaler. Now right or left corner. Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt dribbles in. His layup is up no good. It's short. Rebound's going to be tipped around, but we're going to have a foul on the rebound. That foul's going to go against Robert Gravatt of the Eagles. That's his first 3rd of the quarter here for Johnson Brock. And just a lot of missed shots inside here for Johnson Brock. And then of course, turnovers have really hurt the Eagles as well. UTAN looking to extend that 6-point lead. Carson Drury going to give it off to Maddox Wentworth. Now with it left wing's Maddox Wentworth. He gives it off to Carson Drury. Drury looks inside. There's Hopper. Hopper dribbles in. His layup's going to be up and good. Hopper having himself a game. He's got 9, averaging just 8.8 points per game. He's up to 9 with 4 minutes remaining in the second period. And it's UTAN 19, Johnson Brock 11. Grady Barron's with it. Gives it off to Bernard. Bernard's going to dribble in. Now gives it off to Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt in the lane. His shot up off the glass is no good. It's short, but an offensive rebound controlled by Robert Gravatt. He kicks it back out to Hayden. Taylor going to reset the offense on the right wing. Gives it off to Grady Barron's left wing. Barron gives it to Robert Gravatt. Layup down, going down the right side's no good, but Robert Gravatt is fouled, and Robert Gravatt will go to the line to shoot 2 here for Johnson Brock. Foul's going to be on Cale Hoffer. That is his second. It'd be really nice for the Eagles. They could pick up that third on Cale Hoffer, get him into a little foul trouble. 3:44 remaining in the second period. Robert Gravatt's free throw is up and good. His third point of the game. Eagles doing fairly well from the line tonight. 5 of 6. Possibly 6 of 7, pending the outcome of Robert Gravatt's second free throw here. That second free throw is on the way in good, so 6 of 7 from the line are Johnson Brock. They trail by 6, 19-13, 3:40 remaining until halftime. Chiefs setting up their offense. Ryan McGuire, right wing. He has it now top of the key. He dribbles around, nothing there, gives it off to Maddox Wentworth. Now a baseline drive, kick out, 3-pointer on the way for Ryan McGuire's no good. Rebound tipped around, and we're going to have a foul on the rebound. That one's going to go against the UTAN Chieftains. Foul's going to be on number 10, Lincoln Hopper. For Hopper, that is his first. Second of the period here for the Chieftains. The Eagles get the stop that they need. Can they get a bucket and cut into the 6-point lead? Hayden Gravatt, left wing, Grady Barron's. We're going to have a moving screen, though, and it will be a turnover. Foul's going to be on Robert Gravatt. That's his second. Third of the period here for the Johnson, fourth of the period here for the Johnson Brock Eagles. So that'll put the Chieftains in the bonus. They'll shoot 2 the rest of the way. Well, kind of a bigger story for Johnson Brock, another turnover, that one via the moving screen. Maddox Wentworth crosses the timeline with it here for the Chieftains. Gives it off to Ryan McGuire. Now left wing with it, Isaac Couch. Couch back to McGuire, right wing. He fakes, he dribbles baseline on Justin Meyer. Pump fakes, nothing there. Kicks it back out, and the Chieftains will reset. Carson Drury out near the timeline. 13 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Now with it, top of the key is Isaac Couch, and Couch walks with it. It will be a Chieftain turnover. Coming into tonight, the Eagles averaging just under 8 turnovers per game. Man, it feels like they've hit that number already in the first half. Just a 6-point UTM lead, though, and a chance for the Eagles to cut into it. Taylor gives it off to Hayden Gravatt. Now Justin Meyer left wing. Nothing there. He'll give it off to Oliver Everett. Back to Meyer. 3-pointer on the way. No good, but he's fouled. And Justin Meyer will go to the line for the second time tonight via a foul on a 3-point shot. That's twice tonight they fouled a 3-point shooter, they being the Chieftains. Foul's going to be on number 1, Carson Drury. That is his third of the period here for the Chieftains. Justin Meyer's first free throw is up and good. Meyer just averaging 4.3 points per game, and with that free throw, he's got 3 from the line. His second free throw is no good. 6 on the evening so far for Justin Meyer. Third and final free throw for Justin on the way is up and good. He's got 4 out of 6 from the line, a 3 to go along with it. He's got 7, so nearly doubling his points per game already this evening. Right wing with it for the Chieftains, Carson Drury. Gives it off to Isaac Couch. Couch down the left side, layup no good. Rebound for North. Bernard's going to bring it up the floor for the Johnson Brock Eagles. They're down just four now and a chance to cut this to a single possession game. Doesn't feel like it's been a single possession game since the first quarter. 2 minutes remaining here in the second quarter. 2 minutes till halftime. Taylor with it. Justin Meyer, long three, right side, is up. No good. Man, that thing was halfway down. Rebound, UTAN, and quickly back the other way is Ryan McGuire. McGuire with it, top of the key, gives it off to Carson, Drury left wing. Now top of the key, Lincoln Hoffert. Hoffert back to Drury. Drury's going to look inside. We're going to have a foul on the pass inside. That one will go against the Eagles. Foul's going to be on number three, Deacon Bernard. That is his second. And it will be two foul shots here for the Chieftain. Oh, just going to be the fourth of the quarter here. So we're going to have an underneath out-of-bounds play. Shot up, no good. Quickly up the out-of-bounds play for Isaac Couch, and it's a Johnson-Brock rebound. So just four fouls. Now the Chieftains are in the bonus. But it doesn't help them on that possession. Justin Meyer, right wing, he finds Taylor at the free throw line. Taylor, great pass to Oliver Everett. Everett's layup is up and good. And it's just a 2-point Chieftain lead. They've led by as many as six. Johnson Brock slowly chipping away. Left wing three on the way. No good for the Chieftains. And we're going to have a foul on the rebound. That foul's going to go against UTAN. And that will put the Eagles at the line. Foul's going to be on Maddox Wentworth. For Wentworth, that's his first, but the bigger situation here for UTAN is going to the line to shoot two will be the Johnson Brock Eagles. Chance to tie it up with 1:05 remaining in the second period. Quentin Behrens will go to the line for two. His first shot is up, hits off the back in front of the rim, and falls out. That's no good. Aaron's got the rebound on that miss by the Chieftains. That's his second free throw. Is also no good. Rebound, Chieftains. Thought he had it ripped away, but they called a foul on the Chieftains. But doesn't amount to anything. Aaron's misses both of those free throws, and we sit at 19-17. Under a minute to play until halftime. UTN Chieftains lead the Johnson Brock Eagles. Ryan McGuire with it. Left wing. Nothing inside. He gives it off to Maddox Wentworth. Back to McGuire. Now inside to Isaac Couch. Couch shot up is no good. We're going to have a foul on the floor, though. Foul's going to be on Hayden Gravatt. For Gravatt, that's his second. Fifth of the quarter here for Johnson Brock. So going to the line to shoot two will be Isaac Couch. Couch's first free throw is up and good. His first points of the day. The 6'1 senior averages 12 points per game. Eagles have held him scoreless until now, 40.8 seconds remaining until halftime. Second free throw for Couch on the way, good. So Couch extends the lead back to four. Aiden Gravatt crosses the timeline with it. Eagles cannot hold for the last shot. Three on the way, left wing, Oliver Everett, no good. Offensive rebound, though, and ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. It will remain with Johnson Brock. With that offensive rebound, the Eagles can hold for the last shot now. 26.3 remaining on the game clock. The shot clock is off. Caden Gravatt inbounds, Oliver Everett. Now Justin Meyer, right wing. Left wing, Brody Kaler. Taylor gives it off to Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt resets out near the timeline. 17 seconds left. Gravatt just kind of dribbling around, buying himself some time. We'll see. Takes the last shot. Gravatt's going to pull the trigger, though, and bang! In a three. Hayden Gravatt, his first point of the game, comes via a bank three. 1 second left. Shot up is good for Ryan McGuire. He gets two to end the second period, and the Chieftains will go into halftime with a 23-20 halftime lead, but the Eagles battle back. They were down six, now down just three as we hit the halftime buzzer. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout. When we come back, it's our Highland Community College halftime show. We'll give you some scoring updates from around the area along with scoring updates from this game. You're listening to High School Hoops on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our halftime show tonight is brought to you by Highland Community College, Highland Community College in Highland, Kansas. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. That's Highland Community College. They are close to home, but far from debt. It's a 23-20 UTAN Chieftain lead over the Johnson Brock Eagles. It's been kind of a back and forth, but UTAN's held the lead for most of the game. It's been the Eagles trying to battle back each time. They found themselves down by as many as six. They managed to cut the lead to one with about 5 seconds remaining on the game clock in the second period, but it was Ryan McGuire who went the length of the floor and shot a layup, about a free throw line jumper that fell for the UTAN Chieftains to give them that 23-20 halftime lead. Let's take a look at scoring from this one. Justin Meyer leads the Johnson Brock Eagles with 7. In that first half, Hayden Gravatt with 3, that banked in 3 towards the end of the second quarter. Birdie Kaler has 4, Oliver Everett 2, and Robert Gravatt 4 for Johnson Brock's total of 20 so far this evening. And it's been the turnovers that have plagued the Eagles. They average just 7.8, so under 8 turnovers per game. And I don't keep track of turnovers, but it wouldn't surprise me if they had that many in the first half. They had some unforced errors. They also had a moving screen, an offensive charge foul. So there's been a number for the Johnson Brock Eagles. UTAN, the Chieftains that half, led in scoring by Cale Hoffer. Hoffer averaging just 8.8 points per game. He's got 9 first half points. 4 for Carson Drury, 4 for Ryan McGuire, and 2 for Maddox Wentworth. 2 also for Nathan Daniil. And Isaac Couch, the leading scorer for the Chieftains, has just 2 as well for their total of 23. Johnson Brock, from the free throw line, made 8 free throws that first half. They shot 12, so a pretty good shooting night from the line for the Johnson Brock Eagles. For the Chieftains from the charity stripe, they are 5 of 7 from the line. And that 5 of 7, kind of surprising. As I mentioned in the pregame, the Chieftains shoot just 56% from the free throw line, but that half able to make 5 of their 7 trips, attempts at charity stripe. 23-20, the Chieftains lead the Eagles at halftime. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout. We're going to get a weather update after that. 2 more minutes of sponsorships, and when we come back at second half action from UTAN High School, you are listening to Postseason Hoops on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute reveals CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years through the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are. We're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. Mainly clear skies tonight with temperatures in the mid-30s and winds out of the southwest around 5 miles an hour. Friday, plenty of sun with high temperatures in the low 70s and west winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Friday night, mainly clear with temperatures in the mid-30s and northwest winds at 5 to 10. Saturday, plenty of sunshine, with high temperatures in the upper 50s, so a bit of a cool down. Northeasterly winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy, and temperatures in the low 20s. We'll see a mix of light rain and snow on Sunday, not looking for any snow accumulation. High temperatures in the low 30s, with east winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Sunday night, rain and snow tapering off, with temperatures in the lower 20s. And then another chance of light rain and snow Monday, with high temperatures in the upper 30s. That's your latest forecast. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Your mental health matters at every stage of life. Nemaha County Hospital invites you to a special presentation, Prioritize Your Mind, focused on practical mental health tips you can use every day. Join Dr. Anna Dammy, a licensed pediatric psychologist and board-certified behavior analyst, on Wednesday, March 4th at 2 o'clock in the hospital classroom. She'll share insights on improving mental well-being, including the impact of social media, the importance of quality sleep, and simple self-care strategies. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
That halftime show, once again, sponsored by Highland Community College in Highland, Kansas. You can find them online at highlandcc.org. That's Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from death. It will be Johnson Brock Eagle basketball that starts the second half period. They trail by just three. They found themselves down by as many as six tonight to the host UTN Chieftains squad. They have cut it to one with about 5 seconds remaining in the second period, but quickly down the other way was Ryan McGuire for the Chieftains, and he hit a free throw line jumper to get us to our halftime score of 23-20. Third quarter action, C21 Sub District Championship. underway here from UTAN High School. It'll be Johnson Brock basketball. Kaler with it on the right wing. Gives it off to Isaac Couch. Couch looks for Bernard. Now right wing with it is going to be Grady Behrens. Dribbling in it is Bernard. Bernard kicks it back out to Behrens. Three on the way is no good. Short. Rebound is going to be controlled by the Chieftains. And they've got a three-on-two break the other way. Layup up off the glass. No good. Isaac Couch. Rebound Kaler. Eagles back the other way. Kaler with it left wing. Gives it off to Hayden Gravatt. Top of the key. Now Behrens with it. Free throw line. Now Robert Gravatt gives it off to Bernard. Top of the key. Bernard takes a couple dribbles left, gives it off to Hayden Gravatt. Nothing inside really for the Eagles on this possession. Hayden goes inside via the dribble. His layup is up and good. Hayden Gravatt, the first 2 points of the second period, or the second half, and it's a 23-20 UTAM lead. Now an unforced turnover back the other way. Pass off the hands of Isaac Couch goes out of bounds. And Johnson Brock a chance to take their first lead of the ball game. They've been battling and battling back every time that UTAN's put together a little run. Now it's the Eagles looking for their chance to take a lead. Robert Gravatt, or Hayden Gravatt with it, right wing. Now a three, left corner off the skip pass. It's up and good for Grady Behrens, and it's a quick 5-0 run out of the halftime. And it's a 25-23 Johnson Brock lead. Ryan McGuire with it, left wing. We'll see if the Chieftains have an answer. With it, right wing, Cale Hopper. Inside now, Isaac Couch. Couch, pump fake, goes up with it. Couch walks with it, though, and it's a second turnover to start the third quarter here for the Chieftains. And quickly, checking in, Carson Drury. Drury with four that first half. Behrens was held scoreless in the first half. He's got three, though, and Hayden Gravatt the other two for Johnson Brock. They lead 25-23 quickly out of the halftime break. Just 2 minutes gone. 6 minutes remaining in the third quarter as Bernard has it. Out on the base, down baseline. He dribbles in. His layup up off the glass, no good. Thought he was fouled. Rebound ends up in the hands of Hayden Gravatt, and then Kaler walks with it at the top of the key. He turns it over. Johnson Brock a second chance opportunity, but Kaler walks with it, turns it over, and it'll give the ball back to the UTAN Chieftains. Ryan McGuire crosses the timeline with it for UTAN. We'll see if they have an answer. They haven't scored yet in this third quarter. Top of the key, Cale Hopper gives it off to McGuire. McGuire has it now right wing. He dribbles all the way in. His layup is up off the glass. Ryan McGuire has his first bucket of the second half, and we're tied up at 25. Robert Gravatt with it left wing gives it off to Kaler. Kaler back to Hayden Gravatt. Nothing there. Now right corner with it. Robert Gravatt. Gravatt goes inside to Bernard. Bernard shot up off the glass is no good. But he is fouled, and Bernard will go to the line to shoot two for the Eagles. Timeout on the floor, a 25-25 game. Don't go away. It's early third quarter action from UTAN High School. We're going to take a 1 minute timeout. When we come back, we'll continue. You're listening to High School Hoops on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the game of the week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
Sunny 101.3.
Bernard at the line for two, and he hits his first. Get his first point of the game. Second free throw on the way is long, no good. Rebound will end up in the hands of the UTN Chieftains. Quickly back the other way, Ryan McGuire. McGuire with it on the right wing. It's the first Johnson Brook lead, 26-25. And just a few minutes ago, they haven't led outside of the third quarter, though. UTN held the lead for the entire first half. This cross-court pass is taken away by Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt quickly back the other way. He finds Kaler driving baseline. Kaler's going to lose control of it, though. The ball goes out of bounds, and it will be a quick turnover back the other way. So Johnson Brock gets the steal there, but unfortunately a quick turnover gives the ball right back to the UTM Chieftain. Ryan McGuire across the timeline with it for the Chieftain. He's guarded by Hayden Gravatt. Now right wing with it is Carson Drury. Dale Hoffer with it near the top of the key. Nowhere to go. Gives it back to Drury. Drury dribbles towards the top of the key. Now he takes it all the way in. His layup up off the glass is going to be good. And Carson Drury finds his first bucket of the second half. 4:24 remaining here in the third quarter. 27-26. UTN has regained the lead. Robert Gravatt going to back his way in. Gives it off to Brody Kaler, though. Right wing Kaler dribbles. Free throw line jumper. No good. Rebound tips around and into the hands of the UTN Chieftain. That's Maddox Wentworth with the rebound. He's going to bring it across the timeline himself and go right down the lane. Kicks it out. Now top of the key with it is Ryan McGuire. McGuire dribbles in. Ball's going to be stripped, though, by Hayden Gravatt, and it's another UTN Chieftain turnover. Brady Behrens, right wing. He's going to give it off to Robert Gravatt. Robert gives it off to Hayden. Hayden, three from the left wing's no good. Rebound. UTN. Dale Hopper with the rebound. He gives way to Maddox Wentworth. Wentworth across the timeline with it. Now Carson Drury, left wing. And we're going to have an offensive foul. Foul's going to be on Dale Hopper. That is Hopper's second foul of the quarter here for the Chieftains. So Johnson Brock not able to regain the lead, but they've gotten a couple of unforced turnovers here and have had a couple of possessions with a chance to take a lead. Kaler now with it, right wing. He's going to give it off to Robert Gravatt, top of the key. Robert goes inside, layup goes off the glass and no good. That one for Quentin Barron. UTN, once again, a one-and-done defensive possession. They've been good on the defensive glass tonight. Left corner, thought about the three, didn't take it, was Isaac Couch. Now resetting at the top of the key is Carson Drury. 19 on the shot clock, 2:54 on the game clock, a one-point Chieftain lead. Now into the lane with it. Shot is up and blocked. That was Ryan McGuire. His shot, though, blocked, and ball will go back to Johnson Brock. Now here's Hayden Gravatt, dribble down the right side. His shot blocked. No good. Rebound Chieftain. Three straight possessions. The Eagles have gotten a stop or a steal. Three straight possessions. They failed to take the lead, and the Chieftains have the basketball looking to extend on their one-point lead. 27-26 is our score. Carson Drury with it, right wing. Now he has the top of the key. He's going to hand it off to Ryan McGuire. McGuire dribbles up to the top of the key. 8 seconds on the shot clock. 6, 5, 3. Uncontested long three from the left wing. No good for Maddox Wentworth. And the Eagles go one and done on the defensive end. Hayden Gravatt gives it off to Robert Gravatt. Now Kaler, top of the key, back to Hayden. Now back to Kaler. Kaler with it, top of the key. Not in anywhere to go, but still 15 on the shot clock. Now a turnaround free throw line jumper is up and good for Robert Gravatt. His first bucket of the second half. He's got 6. And the Eagles retake the lead, 28-27. Chieftains looking to answer here. They've answered each Johnson Brock run early in this third quarter. Now 1 minute remains, 1 minute 23 seconds in the third. Left wing Carson Drury. Drury finds inside Isaac Couch. Couch dribbles in. His layup is up off the glass and good after a couple of pump fakes. And Couch gets his first bucket of the second half. Couple good pump fakes got Brody Kaler up off of his feet. Couch an easy left-handed layup. Aiden Gravatt back the other way. He dribbles in. Nowhere to go. Now finds Quentin Barron. Barron hands it off to Kaler. Taylor with the top of the key. He dribbles left, now inside. His layup is up, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Carson Drury, and we're going to have a foul. Foul's going to go against the Eagles. Foul's going to be on Quentin Barron. So for Barron, that's his first foul of the third period here for Johnson Brock as well. I think there might be a travel there, but the foul was called prior to the travel. So the Chieftains will retain possession. And Ryan McGuire will bring it up here for the Chieftains. They hold a one-point lead, 29-28. 40 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Isaac Couch with it inside. His reverse layup, no good. But he's fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul for the Eagles. Going to go on Grady Barron. For Barron, that's his first. Second of the quarter here for the Eagles as well. And at the line shooting two will be Isaac Couch. Couch, 2 of 2 from the line so far this evening. Been a back-and-forth third quarter of action here. The Eagles have held two or three leads, but UTM's answered each time. First free throw for Couch is up and no good. He'll get one more look at it. Couch with the basketball. Takes a couple of dribbles from the charity stripe. Second free throw is on the way. Hits the front of the rim and rolls in. And so Couch goes 1 of 2 from the line and extends the Chieftain lead to 2 at 30-28. Aiden Gravatt crosses the timeline with it. The Eagles can take the last shot if they want. Shot clock is off. Game clock's at 17. Aiden Gravatt's pass. Grady Barron's left wing. Barron's drives in. Nothing there. Nothing there. He kicks it back out. Justin Meyer left wing. Justin Meyer dribbles free throw line. Now he takes it in. Kick out Grady Barron. Barron, nothing there. 3 seconds left. His shot is up, no good. Off the back iron. Rebound, UTAN. And that is how we will end our third quarter of action. The Eagles held a couple of leads in the third quarter, but it's the UTAN Chieftains taking a 30-28 lead to the fourth and final quarter. We're going to take a 1 minute timeout. When we come back, it's fourth quarter action. You're listening to High School Hoops on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, Drew Johnson Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
It'll be the UTN Chieftains with the first look at it here in the fourth quarter. They lead 30-28 over the Johnson Brock Eagles. D2-1 sub-district championship. Both of these teams likely will find themselves in a district final, but where and who will host, that's all still yet to be determined. Layup quickly off the inbounds is up and no good for Nathan Neal, and it'll be a Johnson Brock rebound. So they have a chance to cut into this lead. Aiden Gravatt crosses the timeline with it, gives it off to Robert Gravatt, right wing, now Deacon Bernard up top. Robert Gravatt has it in the right corner now. Nothing going inside on this trip for the Eagles. Now left wing with it, Grady Barron. Barron gives it to Taylor, and we're going to have a foul. And Johnson Brock will be having underneath out-of-bounds play. That one's going to go on Maddox Wentworth of the Chieftains. So that's Wentworth's third. And the first of the quarter here for Johnson Brock. Or first of the quarter for UTM. Johnson Brock, a fresh 35 on the shot clock. Aiden Gravatt with it. He dribbles all the way around the wing. Now a three from the right wing is on the way, no good. But getting his own rebound is Grady Behrens. Behrens gives it back to Hayden Gravatt. So now Bernard with it. Bernard looks inside. Robert Gravatt. Shot is up and good. Great pass from Behrens. Good cut for Robert Gravatt. He has eight. And it's a 30-30 tie. 6:46 remains in the game here in UTAN. Quickly back the other way. Layup is no good. Ryan McGuire getting the offensive rebound is the Chieftains, though, and the layup no good for Cale Hoffer. Johnson Brock comes out of it, out of the scrum with it, and they have a chance to take a lead. Kaler, long three, left wing is on the way. Brody Kaler, three is good. His first bucket of the second half is a big one, and it's a 33-30 Johnson Brock lead. Man, that thing was deep. That was from Southwick, T and Chieftain on the left wing. Confident shot there for Brody, though. Layup back the other way, no good for Nathan Daniil. Ball's going to go out of bounds off of the Eagles, though. And the Chieftains will retain possession. Two very good basketball teams battling it out on the court here from UTN High School. The defending state champion Johnson Brock Eagles, the number one wild card point team, UTN Chieftain. Off the inbounds pass, we're going to have a foul. Foul's going to go on Deacon Bernard. That's the third for Deacon. First of the quarter here for Johnson Brock, and at the line shooting two will be Cale Hoffer. Hoffer's first free throw is up and off. No good. UTAN just 1 of 3 from the line this second half, and we talked about it in the pregame. It's a team that shoots just 56% from the line. As Hoffer's second free throw is on the way, that one good. And they holding true to that number of 50% here in the second half. Johnson Brock still 33-31 lead, 5:54 remaining, and they have the ball to the Eagles. Robert Gravatt got it on the right wing. He's going to dribble in. Now left wing, Grady Behrens. He gives it off to Kaler. Kaler, nowhere to go. Gives it back to Robert Gravatt. He's going to pull the trigger from the left wing. Three, no good. Rebound, though. Offensive rebound. Grady Behrens. Behrens, layup, no good, but he's fouled on the layup, and Grady Behrens will go to the line to shoot two. That foul for the Chieftains is going to go on number 22, Nathan Daniil. That is his third. Second of the quarter here for UTAN, and at the line shooting two is Grady Behrens. Grady, first free throw on the way, good. Held scoreless in the first half. He's got four here in the second half. Johnson Brock a chance at a two-possession lead should Behrens make this free throw. It's short. Rebound's going to end up in the hands of Grady Behrens, though, and Johnson Brock will get another look at it. Robert Gravatt gives it off to Hayden Gravatt, top of the key. The Eagles will reset. Three-point lead in the basketball. Kaler with it, top of the key. Thought about the three. No. Gives it back to Hayden Gravatt. And give it off to Robert Gravatt. Now back to Hayden. Quickly around the wing to Deacon. Now inside. It's Kaler. Kaler finds Robert Gravatt. Oh, good pass and a layup for Robert Gravatt. Hayden Gravatt caught the ball in the lane and just a quick pass to Robert Gravatt will force a UTAN Chieftain timeout. 36-30 is now the Johnson Brock lead. They've had a heck of a start to the fourth quarter here. They lead the UTAN Chieftains with 4:58 remaining in the game. Just a short 30-second timeout, so we're going to keep it right here as we await the end of this timeout. Couple scores from around our listening area. Auburn takes down Lincoln Lutheran in the C1-2 sub-district final. That final score, 56-49. Auburn advances to a district final in Class C1. And at the half, Diller Odell is tied with Fall City Sacred Heart. That one, 36-36. Once again, the Irish likely would receive a wild card should they lose that one, but they're right on the cut line and they're right on the host line as well. So if they Irish can beat the Griffins tonight, they have a chance to host in the district final. Another team right on the host line is this Johnson Brock team. They're number 9 in the wild card point standing. A win over the number one team in C2 wildcard point-wise would be big for them tonight. Three-pointer, left wing, no good for the Chieftains. Ball's going to go out of bounds off of Deacon Bernard. Chieftains will retain possession here, 4:45 remaining in the fourth quarter. The majority of the first half, UTAN led Johnson Brock. It was a back-and-forth third quarter. Johnson Brock trailed by 30-28 going into this fourth quarter, but it's been all equals here. They lead 36-31. Shot up and off the glass for Isaac Couch is good, and he'll cut into that lead. Couch now has 7. Taylor's going to cross the timeline with it. He gives it off to Hayden Gravatt. And Robert Gravatt right wing. Eagles have been looking inside for Deacon Bernard. An unforced turnover there for Hayden Gravatt, though, is going to give the ball back to the UTN Chieftain. Hayden just dribbled left, the free throw line, thought he had someone there on the wing. There was nobody there, went right past him, and it goes out of bounds. So UTN a chance to tie with a 3. They trail 36-30. Johnson Brock leads, 4 minutes remaining. Layup up off the glass for Isaac Couch is good, and it's a 1-point Johnson Brock lead. Couch has 4 quick ones here in the fourth quarter. 4 minutes to play in the C2-1 sub-district championship. Johnson Brock, the defending state champions, lead UTAN, the number one team in wild card points in Class C2. Taylor with it, right wing, 14 on the shot clock remaining. He finds Deacon Bernard inside, now back to Taylor. And he's going to take a couple dribbles. He goes left. Step back. 3 on the way. Brody Kaler no good. Rebound. Tipped around into the hands of the UTAN Chieftain. Carson Drury is going to bring it up here for the Chieftain. Kaler's 3 just long on that last attempt. Drury has it right wing. Now he gives it off to Ryan McGuire. Top of the key. McGuire has it top of the key being guarded by Deacon Bernard. Now left wing is Maddox Wentworth. Looking inside, Cale Hoffer. Hoffer, one-on-one inside. Layup up off the rim and good. Hoffer with his first field goal of the half. And the Chieftains have retaken the lead here, 37-36. Aiden Gravatt now with it left wing. We're going to have a carry, and it's an unforced turnover for the Johnson Brock Eagles. And we're going to have a timeout on the floor, 37-36. The UTAN lead. Take a 1 minute timeout when we come back. It's more fourth quarter action. You're listening to High School Postseason Hoops on Sunny 101.3.
Great teams don't just happen, they're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do, from manufacturing to customer service. Our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions. Proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years, FAST celebrates the student-athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group, direct written premium.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Mead Lumber is our presenting sponsor tonight. Mead Lumber, building more than homes, building communities. And man, Mead Lumber sponsored a good one tonight. The UTAN Chieftains lead Johnson Brock 37-36, 2:45 remaining here in the fourth quarter. It is UTAN basketball. They look inside. Ball's going to be tipped away on the in pass inside. It'll go out of bounds off of Robert Gravatt, and it will remain Chieftain basketball, 18 on the shot clock. Chieftains will have an inbounds from underneath their own basket. And the inbounds pass is going to go to Cale Hoffer. Hoffer kicks out. 3 on the way, no good. Maddox Wentworth, but he gets his own rebound. Wentworth dribbles in, and he kicks back out. The Chieftains will reset the offense with a fresh 35 on the shot clock. Ball is tipped out of bounds off Johnson Brock, so it'll remain Chieftain basketball out near the timeline. Really really hasn't been something that's hurt the Eagles tonight, the offensive rebound. But UTAN able to grab one there off the missed three, a long rebound off the missed three. Dribbling it in, layup, quick layup on that possession for Carson Drew is no good. Rebound, Brody Kaler. So the Eagles get a quick stop, 2:10 remaining. They trail by one. We'll see if they can find a bucket. Peyton Gravatt with it. Out near the timeline. He finds Brody Kaler, right wing. Kaler very closely guarded by Isaac Couch. Now with it left wing, Grady Barron. He finds Bernard. Bernard going to take it down the right side. Layup up off the glass, no good, but he was fouled. And he will go to the line to shoot two. Will Deacon Bernard. That foul for UTAN is going to go on number three, Maddox Wentworth. That is his fourth. Third of the quarter here for UTAN. So no bonus free throws for Johnson Brock yet, as Bernard's first free throw on the way is good. The Eagles not in foul trouble this quarter. They have just one team foul, so a long ways to go for bonus free throws for UTAN as Bernard sinks his second free throw. And it's Johnson Brock who's retaking the lead. 38-37. 1:47 to go. Right wing with it. Carson Drury. Drury looks inside. Taking it strong to the hoop. Layup up off the glass for Cale Hoffer. And quickly back the other way. Hoffer's got 14, but more importantly, the Chieftains have the lead back. 39-38. Taylor with it. Now left wing three on the way is up. No good. That one for Grady Behrens, and we're going to have a foul on the rebound. Ball will go back to the Chieftains. Foul's going to be on Robert Gravatt. That's Robert's third. Second foul of the quarter here for Johnson Brock. Chieftains, a 39-38 lead with the basketball. Can the Eagles get that stop that they've had so many other times tonight? Maddox Wentworth with it on the left wing, now top of the key. Cale Hoffer. Hoffer gives it off to Carson Drury. Drury takes it left, top of the key. Nothing really inside so far. 15 seconds remain on the shot clock for the Chieftains. Maddox Wentworth, right wing. Chieftains taking their time. Now a long three, right wing no good, but an offensive rebound for Maddox Wentworth. And a fresh 35 with 45 seconds remaining on the game clock. Ryan McGuire with it, right wing. Being guarded by Bernard. Bernard tries for the steal, now he's going to be called for the foul. So it was going to be 14 seconds remaining on the shot clock for Johnson Brock. That is Bernard's fourth. Now the shot clock is off, so the Eagles will have to foul if they don't get a steal. And Bernard can't foul. He's got four. Somebody's got to get up and foul, though. Dribbling out near the timeline with it, Ryan McGuire. McGuire is going to be fouled by Hayden Gravatt. A lot of time went off the clock there, though. Foul's going to be on Hayden Gravatt. That's his third. Fourth of the quarter here for Johnson Brock. Now bonus free throws for UTAN on the next foul. Foul on the inbounds on Brody Kaler. For Kaler, that's just his second. Fifth of the quarter, though, for the Eagles. And so that will put at the line, shooting two, Isaac Couch. Couch, one of two this half. Three of four on the evening. First free throw for Couch on the way, no good. Grazed the front of the rim, almost went down, but he missed it. And we're going to have a timeout on the floor. 39-38, the UTAN lead over Johnson Brock here. UTAN High School, the site of tonight's C2-1 sub-district championship. And as we mentioned early in our broadcast, UTAN's the number one team, wildcard point-wise. Johnson Brock, the number nine team wildcard point-wise, but also the defending state champs. It's two teams with just five losses on the year combined between the two of them. Johnson Brock came into tonight 22-3. Their three losses to Tri-County twice and Sacred Heart. UTAN came into the evening 20-2. They have losses to Ashland, Greenwood, and Syracuse. Chieftains led the majority of the first half, but Johnson Brock able to keep it close. It was 14-11 after the first quarter, 23-20 at half. Johnson Brock took an early lead in the third quarter. They had a lead two or three times that quarter, but gave it back for a 30-28 lead at the beginning of the fourth quarter for UTAN. Johnson Brock was up five early in this quarter, but UTAN has managed to battle back. And that is how we got to this point in time, a 39-38 UTAN lead over the Johnson Brock Eagles, 23.2 remaining on the game clock. And at the line shooting one free throw is Isaac Couch. His free throw's on the way and good. So 2 of 4 from the line this half, 1 of 2 that trip. Eagle basketball trailing by 2, 18 seconds left. Hayden Gravatt with it at the top of the key. He dribbles right, gives it off to Brody Kaler. Kaler's going to dribble right. Right wing, nothing there. 8 seconds left. Brody's going to spin baseline. Baseline jumper's on the way, no good. Rebound is going to be fought for, and we are going to have a jump ball. Possession's going to favor Johnson Brock. So they'll have 2.3 seconds remaining on the game clock, and they will get the ball out of the timeout. They are, Eagles, going to take a timeout here. We're going to keep it right here, UTN High School. Johnson Brock trailing by 2, 40-38, but they'll have an underneath out-of-bounds play. 2.3 seconds remaining. We'll see what Coach Garrison Dodge can draw up here for the Eagles. This one all night has felt like a game that you just might find yourself watching again in March at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The Eagles likely assured a wild card spot if they can't find a bucket here. UTAN, being the number one team in the wild card point standings, would have a wild card for sure if they were to drop tonight's game to Johnson Brock. Want to thank our presenting sponsor tonight, Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber, building more than homes, building communities. That's Mead Lumber of Nebraska City, Beatrice, and the greater Southeast Nebraska area. Here we go. 40-38, 2.3 seconds remaining. It'll be Deacon Bernard Chu inbound. He's looking for Kaler. Kaler gets it off the inbound. Shot is up and good. Brody Kaler hits a shot at the buzzer to send us to overtime. It's 40-40, and we have free basketball in UTAN, Nebraska. I didn't know if Bernard was going to get that ball into Brody Kaler or not. Kaler was pretty closely guarded, but he came down the right side. They found a way to get it to him, and it was just a one-hand baby hook for Kaler. He thinks that that thing was nothing but net. And we have free basketball at 40-40. It's overtime. UTAN and Johnson Brock, the number one wild card point team in Class C2 versus the defending state champions. Both of these teams will likely be playing in a district final. Most likely, for sure likely, not against each other. As I mentioned a few moments ago, it would not surprise me one bit to see these two teams play each other at Pinnacle Bank Arena come March. So it'll be Deacon Bernard to jump it off with Cale Hopper. 4 minutes back on the clock. It's free basketball in UTAN. Going to get situated here. Bernard and Hopper on the wrong sides of the jump circle. This has been a good one tonight. It's been a back and forth second half. Both teams have held lead. Both teams have fought back. And it will be the UTAN Chieftains with the first look here in overtime. Quickly they get it inside to Cale Hopper. Hopper takes a couple dribbles. His shot blocked though. Robert Gravatt with the block. And it will be Eagle basketball. 3:42 left on the game clock. Just underway in overtime. Robert Gravatt has it left wing. Gives it off to Deacon Bernard. Bernard takes it down the right side. Now Hayden Gravatt gives it off to Brody Kaler at the top of the key. Nothing inside yet for the Eagles. They've passed it around the perimeter. 10 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Here's Bernard inside, and he's going to travel with it. It looks like he rolled his ankle, too. Bernard tried to dribble in, and when he went to pivot, just kind of rolled his ankle, and he took an extra step. So he'll have a seat checking in for Johnson Brock. Will be Quentin Barron. Hopefully Deacon Bernard's okay. Ryan McGuire going to bring the ball up here for the Chieftains. Still 40-40, tie. Carson Drury with it. Top of the key, nothing there. Gives it off to McGuire. Right wing, now back to Drury. Nothing inside for the Chieftains this possession. Drury's going to take it down the left side. Tries to split two defenders, and he's going to be fouled. As he dribbled in, we're going to get a reaching foul here. Foul's going to be on number 32, Robert Gravatt. That's his fourth. Both teams in the bonus now, so it will be at the line shooting two, Carson Drury. Drury, first free throw on the way, short, no good. Once again, this UTN Chieftain squad, just a 56% free throw shooting team. This half, they are 3-for-7. Now 3-for-8, rebound's going to be dual possession held, and the ball will go to Johnson Brock. Drury misses his second. So now 3-for-8 from the free throw line this half are the Chieftains. More importantly, though, no damage done for Johnson Brock. They remain tied, and they have the basketball. 2:57 remaining. Taylor with it, left wing, dribbles top of the key. Gets it off to Robert Gravatt, now to Hayden Gravatt. Bernard with it now, right wing. He's left open for three, up no good is the shot. Rebound, UTAN. McGuire quickly back the other way. He's going to pull it back out, though. Give it to Cale Hopper, and they'll reset the offense. McGuire with the top of the key. Now gives it off to Maddox Wentworth. Back to McGuire. He dribbles down the right side. His layup shot, no good. He's going to be fouled, though, on the layup, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul's going to be on Grady Barron. That's Barron's second. And at the line shooting two, Ryan McGuire. McGuire, 2-for-4 from the line tonight. Now 2-for-5. Three straight missed free throws here to start the overtime period for UTAN. Second free throw on the way. That one's going to rattle home. And the Chieftains take the first lead of the overtime period. 41-40. 2:24 remaining on the game clock as Hayden Gravatt dribbles the ball up here for the Eagles. Now Taylor, right or left wing. He dribbles baseline, nothing there. Pulls it back out. Dribbles all the way back out to the top of the key. Now right corner is Bernard. Bernard tries to go baseline, nothing there. He finds a cutting Hayden Gravatt, but Gravatt's going to pull it out. 13 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Now Bernard dribbles in. Lane jumper is up. Good. Deacon Bernard, his first field goal of the day, is a big one. It gives the Eagles a 42-41 lead. 1:48 remaining in the first overtime period. Maddox Wentworth with it for the Chieftains. Left wing, now top of the key. Ryan McGuire. McGuire dribbles around. He gives it off to Nathan DeNeal, and we'll have a timeout on the floor. We're going to take a quick 30-second break when we come back. The final 1:36 of the overtime period. Stay right here. Sunny 101.3, you're listening to High School Hoops.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
1:36 remains in our overtime period. The UTAN Chieftains trail the Johnson Brock Eagles 42-41. UTAN High School is the setting for tonight's B2-1 district final. Two teams that will likely find themselves playing basketball at Pinnacle Bank Arena in March. Two teams that we know for sure are probably going to get a district final at least. But for Johnson Brock, a chance to host that district final on the line tonight. They lead 42-41, but it is UTM basketball. With it is Ryan McGuire, top of the key. Just 10 seconds remain on the shot clock. He dribbles left, and his layup spinning in the lane is good. Ryan McGuire is second bucket of the half. He's up to 9, and it's 43-42 UTM. Taylor now with it on the left wing for the Eagles. He dribbles baseline, nothing there. Cross-court pass caught by Greer Barron. He gives it off to Hayden Gravatt. Now Deacon Bernard, top of the key, back to Kaler. 12 seconds remaining on the shot clock. It's Kaler. He's going to dribble right. Now Robert Gravatt, back to Kaler. Kaler has 7.65 seconds on the shot clock. Free throw line jumper off the dribble. No good. Rebound, UTM. Nothing really going for the Eagles on offense on that possession. They didn't get anything inside the lane. It was all outside the three-point arc, and UTM has the basketball. Now dribbling it in is Ryan McGuire. McGuire is going to be fouled, it looks like, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul for the Eagles is going to be on Hayden Gravatt. That's his fourth. First free throw on the way. No good for Ryan McGuire. Chieftains still lead by one. Four fouls for Hayden Gravatt, four for Deacon Bernard, four also for Oliver Everett. For the UTM Chieftains, four for Maddox Wentworth. So those are the only players in foul trouble. Second free throw, McGuire on the way is good. So he's 2 of 4 at the line the second half. Hayden Gravatt with the ball. 30 seconds remaining in overtime. It's once again a 2-point UTM lead. Gravatt with it left wing. He dribbles top of the key, and he's going to be fouled away from the hoop. Foul for UTAM is going to go on Ryan McGuire. That's just McGuire's first of the game. Fourth of the second, or fourth quarter, so it won't be free throws for the Eagles, and we'll have a timeout on the floor. How do we get to overtime? Well, folks, it's been a back-and-forth one if you're just joining us. The majority of the first half, the UTAM Chieftains led. Not by more than 6, but they did lead. They led 23-20 at the halftime break. Johnson Brock took a quick lead early in the third quarter, but it was UTAM battling back and taking a 30-28 lead heading to the fourth quarter. Johnson Brock held a lead by as many as 5 early in the first quarter, or early in the fourth quarter, but UTAM battled back. They took a 2-point lead down to 2 seconds left on the game clock in the fourth quarter. Off the inbounds pass from Deacon Bernard, though, was Brody Kaler with a little right-handed baby hook. Made the baby hook to tie things up at 40, and that's how we went to overtime. Here in the overtime, it's been UTAM with 4 points, Johnson Brock with just 2. So it's a 44-42 UTAM Chieftain lead over the Johnson Brock Eagles. It is Johnson Brock basketball, 22.9 remaining on the game clock. Shot clock is off after that last foul. It'll be a sideline inbound play. Ball go to Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt crosses the timeline with it. 20, under 20 seconds remaining. Taylor with it, left wing. He's going to take it left baseline. Can he do it again? Layup up off the glass, no good. Rebound, UTAM. And we're going to have a foul on the rebound. And Ryan McGuire will go to the line for 2. Taylor got a pretty good look at it. Just left it short. And that foul is going to be on Hayden Gravatt. That is his 5th. He will check out tonight with 5 points. Justin Meyer going to check in here for Johnson Brock. At the line shooting 2, Ryan McGuire. 2 of 4 in the first half, 2 of 4 in the second half. 4 of 8 from the line. First free throw on the way, no good. Still a 2-point lead. He makes this one, it'll still be a one-possession game. Misses this one, it'll be a 2-point Chieftain lead. Second free throw on the way. That one's short. Rebounds tipped around and controlled by UTAM. McGuire missed both, but a big offensive rebound for Nathan Daniil. And Daniil's fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot 2. Johnson Brock here. There's a little bit of question on who that foul was on. Foul's going to be on Robert Gravatt. That is his fifth as well. So Robert Gravatt will check out tonight. 10 points on the evening. Now that's two players fouled out here for Johnson Brock. First free throw on the way for Nathan Daniil is good. Daniil's first free throw of the evening. Not been a great shooting night from the line for UTAN, but they've made them here when they need them. Now a three-point Chieftain lead. Second free throw on the way. Good. Chieftain's lead by four, and we're going to have a timeout on the floor. 7.6 seconds now remain in the overtime period here. UTAN leads Johnson Brock 46-42. Couple of scores from around our area tonight. Auburn advances to a district final in Class C1. They take down Lincoln Lutheran tonight. That score, a final score of 56-49. So Auburn will host a district final just as they did last season. They are fourth in the wild card point standing, so they'll definitely host that district final in C1. In Class D2, it's the D21 sub-district. Fall City Seeger are currently taking on Diller O'Dell. That one was a 36-36 halftime score. Seeger Hart right on the cut line for that wild card. They're eighth in the wild card point standing. They will likely get a wild card, but losing one to Diller O'Dell could drop them down to a place where they might not host the game. They would host if they stayed in the top eight. Johnson Brock basketball out of the timeout. They trail by four, 7.6 seconds remaining. It'll be Grady Behrens. He gets it into Deacon Bernard. Quickly across the timeline. Kaler, three from the left wing, stripped, and it will be Chieftain basketball, and they're going to dribble out the clock. 46-42, your final score here. Johnson Brock falls to the UTAN Chieftains in the sub-district championship. D2-1. We expected a great game. We got one. It didn't end the way of Johnson Brock, and they will find out their fate for a wild card. For UTAN, they will likely remain in the number one seed heading into the district championship for C2. So they will likely have a home game. Johnson Brock will likely find themselves on the road again. That will be determined after all of tonight's games are final. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll recap scoring action from UTAN High School. Once again, Johnson Brock falls tonight, 46-42. When we come back, we'll recap some scoring action. You are listening to High School Hoops on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's Jerky, Snack Sticks, Brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, it didn't go the way of the Johnson Brock Eagles tonight. They fall 46-42 in the C2-1 sub-district final to the UTAN Chieftains. We're going to recap scoring here, but man, what a great basketball game. I mentioned multiple times there in the fourth quarter in overtime, we are very likely to see these two teams at Pinnacle Bank Arena in March. It would not surprise me one bit. Both of them likely to make a district final. UTAN will most likely hold on to that number one seed. They'll get the 16th place district team, possibly off of a wild card or one of our Western teams that win a final, such as like a Wood River Fillmore Central, and they will host. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, they will await their fate pending the outcome of all the games tonight, likely to receive a wild card. As we go through the other games in C2 right now, Kimball and Valentine, they play tonight. The loser of that one will for sure receive a wild card. The loser of Freeman and North Bend Central will also receive a wild card. There's a couple bid stealers out there for wild cards. Tri-County, Sutton, and Wakefield are all playing top seven teams in the wild card point standing. So any of those teams that win, they would steal a wild card spot. But with Johnson Brock sitting in the ninth spot, they will likely receive one of the six wild cards. Where they play, though, will likely be on the road, needing a win tonight to possibly host. They will likely find themselves now on the road, maybe in a 9-8 matchup. If that were to be the case and things held, they would play at North Bend Central. North Bend, the number 8 seed in Class C2 wildcard point standings right now. So we'll see how that shakes out, and we'll keep you updated on who the Eagles will play in the district final coming up. That one would either be on Saturday, Monday, or Tuesday. Let's recap scoring action tonight. First, for the Johnson Brock Eagles, they were led with 10 from Robert Gravatt. Gravatt with 6 second-half points. He scored 10 overall, 9 for Brody Kaler, 7 Justin Meyer. Hayden Gravatt had 5, 4 for Deacon Bernard, 4 also for Grady Behrens, and 2 for Oliver Everett. On the evening, the Eagles went 12 of 18 from the line, including a 4 of 6 mark in the second half. Yep, they just shot 6 free throws in the second half compared to their 12 first half free throws. For the UTAN Chieftains, they were led in scoring by Cale Hoffer, who had 14. He had 9 at halftime. 10 also for Isaac Couch. Also in double figures, Ryan McGuire with 10. Carson Drury chipped in 6. 2 for Maddox Wentworth. 4 for Nathan Daniil for their total of 46. The Chieftains on the evening, 7 of 16 from the free throw line in the second half, 12 of 23 overall. And we talked a little bit about in the pregame as well, late in the game, how the Chieftains were shooting just 56% from the free throw line. They held pretty true to that number tonight, 12 of 23 in the game. But when they needed it the most, Nathan Daniil came through with 2 free throws, less than 10 seconds on the game clock, and he sunk both of them. To that point in time in the second half, the Chieftains were just 5 of 14 from the line. But Nathan Daniil, when they needed him the most, sunk both, and he put the game away for UTAN. 46-42 was the final. So UTAN will advance to a district final. Johnson Brock awaits the wild card possibility, likely to receive one, but as we mentioned, it will likely be on the road. That will wrap things up for us tonight. From UTAN High School, Johnson Brock falls 46-42 in the sub-district championship. They'll get a wild card. Most likely, where they play is up in the air, likely on the road. We'll keep you updated. Check our Facebook page often to see where all of our boys' teams in our coverage area will play for their district finals. Auburn making one, Sacred Heart, their chance to make one as well tonight. That'll wrap it up. from UTAN High School, 46-42. Our final UTAN takes down the Johnson Brock Eagles. Thank you for listening tonight. As always, my name is Dylan Hendricks, along with Kurt Kilman, back in studio. Girls, district basketball action tomorrow on Sunny 101.3. C21 Pender will take on JCC. JCC traveling to Pender. John Nixon will have the call there. Thanks again for listening. Have a great evening, and check back in with us as we see where Johnson Brock will play their district final game. They will likely receive a wild card. That'll do it from UTAN High School. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.